All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that's been inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader. We are internet besties, and this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second guessing your dreams and start living the life that you were born to live, then you are in the right place. Every week, we're going to dive deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to keep you getting ready to unlock, preparing you to unlock that next level. No sugarcoating, no bullshit, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It is time to stop playing nice, baby. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Hello, babies. Happy weekend is over celebration. It is Mock Day. We had a really great Sunday fun day, like always, it's been really great for the family. It's kind of been a non-negotiable family day, and my father-in-law is in on it, you guys. So we are so excited because that has been much needed for everybody. I've been married to my husband for, 83 years. I think this will be, oh my God, I suck. I think that we're coming into our 14 years together. And I can say this is the most time that we have spent with his dad, and we are all absolutely loving it. So if you don't have a set family day, you need to get one. Okay. You need to set one up because I see what it does to his dad. I see what it does to him. I see how the kids are loving it. My daughter was like, "You haven't missed one of my games." And it was like, it just like warmed my heart. He's been to every basketball game because it happens to fall on a Sunday. But just, it's been really, really great. It's been really great. So if you are not doing this, you guys, I totally recommend it. But anyway, Sunday fun day has me moving a little slow and a little delayed, but here we are, Monday afternoon, and I'm ready to do a podcast with you guys. So I hope that your day has been going amazing. I apologize for the people that are literally just hanging out and waiting for me to get my shit together today, because I know you wake up in the mornings and this is your thing. Okay. I know that. And so thanks for your patience. I will try to double record today. My girls are very wound up. I'm going to make that very clear. Like, we just finished school. I just had a nice little nappy nap, and they are wound up. Like, I don't even know if I'm going to make it through this episode without some kind of crazy happening, but, we're going to try it. And I'm happy to say that, what is it? Today is February 3rd, and Brandon Lynette is really actually going to really, no matter what or no matter how long it takes, take down the Christmas decorations. I'm going to do that. And I also am leaving up the big, massive tree we have. We have a huge, massive tree that I refuse to take apart, okay? And I had to put lights on it this year. I refuse to fuck with that too. So lazy girl action, we are turning the Christmas tree into a Valentine's Day tree right now, okay? Maybe that's going to morph into like a 4th of July tree, you know, Halloween tree, and then another Christmas tree. I don't know what we're going to do yet, but I just know it's not coming down right now. Okay. Even if I wanted to adjust, it's too much right now. Is my husband happy about that? Probably not. Does he tolerate my shit? Yes. Is he happy that he works full time and doesn't have to deal with me every day? Absolutely. Because I feel like he would probably strangle me at some point. But everything is working for us. It's amazing. And here's the deal, you guys. I want to talk about happiness today because this is like the latest trend. Okay. Like the avocado toast of personal growth. If you know, you know, right? It is the empath obsession and all of these things. And people are obsessed with it. I get that. I love it. They're acting like, by people, I mean you. Okay. I mean you. I'm guilty of this. My husband is guilty of this. We're all guilty of this. So I'm not singling you out. I'm not calling you out. And you're like, God, why is she just talking to me? Bitch, we're all guilty. Okay. But everyone is out here acting like if you just get that job, or you just lose 10 pounds, or you finally find the perfect partner, the happiness is going to be delivered in a shiny package. And I want you to understand, newsflash, sound the alarms. Happiness is not a future event. It is not something you catch like the flu, okay? It just doesn't happen. And when you get that raise, it's right here, right now, and that's the problem. Like, we are so busy looking to the horizon, thinking happiness is hiding behind the next milestone, and we miss the fact that it's sitting in front of us the whole time. It's just sipping a latte, enjoying the present moment, waiting for you to figure it the fuck out, okay? Like, God has given you everything you need inside of yourself for all the love and the peace and the joy, all the tools, all the connections, all the answers, all the people you need. It's all intricately planned and lined up just for you to say, all right, I'm game. But when you are constantly looking to the future or outside bullshit for fulfillment, you end up sacrificing the only moment you truly have, and that is now. That is now. And let me explain to you why this is a problem, because this is what happens. You immediately lose your peace. When you are always striving for something more, like a hamster in a wheel, babe, you know that's where I put you guys, but your body doesn't know the difference between you running towards your goals and you running from peace. You're losing time by constantly looking ahead, looking at something else. You forget the moments that you're waiting on. They're all made up of the moments you're wasting. Imagine thinking that your happiness will be found in 10 years while you miss 10 years of living. What is the point? Do you think that was the purpose of your human experience? Was God like, hey, go down there and be miserable for like 60 years, and then I'll retire you and you'll get a sports car and you'll be happy? What did you miss in those 60 years? Because I don't know anybody that doesn't have regrets about how their time was spent and their focus. If you have spent any amount of time with elderly or, you know, just older, wiser people that have that life experience, they're going to tell you, stay in the moment. You're losing time. And when you lose that time, guess what happens? You lose yourself. And then you become a slave to a future that's constantly always going to be out of your reach. Okay? I'm going to say that again because I need you to understand this. You're going to lose yourself and become a slave to a future that's constantly just out of reach. You are just going to be on the hamster wheel of building a version of yourself that's going to be happy one day instead of being the happy version of yourself today. That's the side effect of constantly looking outside of yourself for happiness. You're going to become anxious. You're going to become overwhelmed. You're going to get really fucking skilled at blaming circumstances for your lack of fulfillment. You're going to probably blame people too. It'll be everybody else's fault, but at least you'll be good at waiting, right? So what are you going to do about this? Like, how do you get off of the treadmill of constantly looking forward and starting to find happiness now? How do we do that? Okay. Literally, we stop and we breathe. Literally. I'm not saying that metaphorically. I'm saying, no, seriously, take a moment. Take a moment right now and breathe deeply in through your nose, very deep, fill up your body, out through your mouth. You feel the air. Are you alive? That is a gift. That is a gift that you are not always promised. It is the one gift that will be promised to end. It will end. There's going to be one day where you will not be able to take a breath. I literally just saw one of the acquaintances on my Facebook page just got married less than a year ago. His wife just died of cancer. The doctor gave her 3 months. That 3 months turned into 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And when she was told, you know, probably 3 weeks left, she was gone 3 days later. Death is coming for you. It is inevitable. Are you going to stop and breathe right now and appreciate the gift that you have? You don't have to run anywhere to find it. You can just be in this moment right now. This present moment is the only moment that guarantees that you're here, so you might as well enjoy it. Otherwise, what was the point? How pissed off are you going to be if you die today? And you are conscious and you're like, oh shit, I'm going to watch the replay of my life and look at all this time I wasted. I wasted this looking for something outside of myself, because obviously when we die, we're going to have the answers, right? God's going to be like, all right, here you go. We just have the knowing. We get to know. It all makes sense. And we're going to be embarrassed of how much time we wasted. You got to factor in this gratitude, baby. Wake up tomorrow. Before you go to bed tonight, write down 3 things that you're grateful for right now, not in the future. We're not going to play the fucking manifest game. We're not going to say, I'm grateful I have $1 million in my bank account. Be grateful that you have $1,000 in your bank account. Okay. Whatever it looks like for you, be grateful now. Write down these things now. Nothing from the future, but just now. Not something you're going to get if you hit a goal. What is great in your life today? Can you see your hands right now? I mean, that's pretty badass because there's someone out there right now that can't see their hands. Can't see them. Can you walk yourself to the bathroom? Because there's someone right now that cannot walk themselves to the bathroom. You're listening to this podcast. Do you know there are people living in the world right now that can't hear, have never heard the waves on the beach, have never heard a rainstorm, have never heard the thunderstorm, have never heard a baby laugh? That's some real shit. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have a bed? Maybe, you know, I am grateful that I have a little bit of great water left today, okay? Is it stupid to be grateful for water? Maybe, but I am grateful. I'm grateful I have it. And by good water, I'm super spoiled, you guys. I'm a water snob. I don't like the water out of the sink. I can't do it. And I didn't go fill up my jugs, okay? Am I happy I still have a little bit left? Yes. Am I savoring it? You better believe it. Believe it. Little things. What do you have to be thankful for right now? God, I have a beautiful family. They're happy. They're healthy. You have these things in everyday life. You have no excuse to not have that happiness now. Start acknowledging where you are in life right now. Accept where you are right now. Seriously, look around you. You have made it this far. You didn't come this far to come this far. You have survived all of the worst days of your life. You've survived the worst days of your life. You're here. Do we have room to grow? Always, baby. And that's what we're going to talk about on this podcast for the rest of my life, is all the ways we get to grow and we get to keep going. We get to live in that gratitude and appreciation. But what is great in your life today? What can you celebrate that you've already overcome? Don't ignore that you're already walking through the journey. Life does not need to be perfect. It doesn't need a perfect end point to be worth living, because nothing is perfect. Everything you've created in your mind is an illusion. All of it. The ranks, the money, the status, the goals, all of that stuff is an illusion, because you think it's going to change some part of you and it doesn't. It's all just an outside illusion to distract you from stepping into your full potential. If you can just lean into Christ and be more of who you're meant to be, you have everything. And when you have everything, everything else, it just magnetizes towards you. It just comes to you. Get present. I want you, your challenge this week is to set aside 10 minutes of your day. You've got 24 hours, babe, okay? We all have the same 24 hours. I don't want your bullshit excuses. I don't want you to pick up your phone and decide to scroll instead. I want you to take 10 minutes where you just focus on being present in whatever you're doing. Whether you're eating, maybe just to be present, put your phone down and actually eat your meal being present. Okay. Maybe go for a 10-minute walk, or maybe just sit still. And I know it's hard, but bring your awareness back to the task at hand. Instead of dreaming about what's next, be present. Whatever you're doing, let go of the future outcome. Stop attaching your happiness to future events. Trust that the outcome is going to come, but don't let it be the condition of your joy. You can have joy now and work towards your goals. They're not mutually exclusive. I'm having an incredible conversation with my oldest girl last night, and you know, my heart has been heavy. Just there's stuff she's going through and I didn't know how to navigate it. I made a huge mistake and I broke her heart a couple months ago. Like, I broke her heart. And the price of that is terrible. I can't take things back. But we had this incredible conversation about, you know, she's very pissed off and disappointed at some of my choices. And absolutely she can be, of course. But she was missing that point of like, how do I get over the things that you've done in your past? Okay. And I'm like, I'm not there. I never stayed there. I'm not there. You're not punishing me by going back there. You're hurting yourself. Let's be where we are now in this present moment and not continue to look back. I am not where I want to be, but I am so happy. And I've been happy in all these places in my life, all these places, even when it was burning down, I chose joy because I knew, I guess I knew at the end of the day, okay, there's the core spiritual side of me, like my soul to my core. I knew that God would always make my mess my message. And I was very messy. But I've always been the person that will choose joy. Always. The world can burn down around me and I'm going to find that peace that passes understanding. I'm going to find that joy. I'm going to find my happy place. You got to do it on purpose. It's not a thing. It's not a destination. It's an attitude. And the longer you wait for it to come, the longer it will elude you. It is time to start living in the only moment that's promised to you. And that's now, being happy on purpose. Purpose. You're going to be happy on purpose. This is about making a conscious, intentional decision to release whatever poison you're holding on to. Release the weight of other people's choices. Release the weight of other people's traumas. Stop trying to say when this happens, I'll be this. It is about being here, intentionally cultivating joy, regardless of your circumstance. Now, changing your perspective. We're not going to focus on everything we're pissed off about. Wake up and choose violence. I wake up and think, oh my God, first of all, I sleep with naked chickens, okay? Raw chickens. I sleep with them. I have a snuggly six-year-old that, like, her little tiny breath, I could still feel it on my face every morning and it makes me smile, okay? Even when she's like 100 degrees and I'm crawling out from underneath her, I'm crawling out from underneath cats, like, I wake up happy I wake up like, yes, man, this is my life. Up happy knowing that all my kids are, you know, we're gonna see another day. I see my husband's lump over across the bed and I'm like, thank God for that. It is intentional. We don't deny challenges. We don't pretend everything's perfect. We will never pretend that everything's perfect. My life's a dumpster fire, but I'm gonna find joy in everything I'm doing, okay? Rather than choosing to focus on what you can control. You can control your mindset. You can control your response to life. Life. Brandon, I'm so frustrated. This sounds great. It's great. How? How do I do this? How do I do this? I'm going to say the G word again. Gratitude. This is the most powerful way to shift your mindset. And this is what I told my kid last night. Like, let's start focusing on the things, on the things. I think there's a part of her that felt like I just maybe emotionally abandoned her. That realization last night, it killed me. It broke my heart. I gotta fight it. I gotta fight for this kid. I gotta fight to let her know that no matter what, I'm here. And have I been on the surface? Yeah. Have I been emotionally? No, I wasn't sure how to navigate stuff. But there was a shift last night. And I felt this gratitude set in of just like, she's here and it's not too late. I didn't lose her. I didn't go so far that I couldn't come back. And I did break her heart. I own that. I can't take back. And that, you know, I'm probably going to break all of my kids' hearts one day. And it's never intended. You know, we show up to situations as healed are with the influence of what our past was and those reactions. And sometimes we think it's the right thing. And it ends up, you know, not coming across. Like, my communication didn't come across clearly. Right. But it's about just that gratitude and choosing your focus. That's what transforms your perspective. We don't dwell on what's wrong. We don't ruminate shit. We start looking for what's right. That's intention, no matter how small it seems. I told you guys, when I start to feel like, you know, my mind doesn't feel solid. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm pissed off. Like, this, you know, TMI, we don't care. We're real talk here. I started my period today and I feel like this week I was just annoyed by my husband. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so mad. Like, I was kind of short. I was kind of like, I don't know if annoyed's the word, but I was just like not, and I'm the most loving fucking person. If you ask him, like, I think I suffocate him. So maybe that was a break for him. He was like, God, finally she's off my balls, right? But I was just kind of like, oh. And I felt that like yesterday. I started to feel it the day before. And what I do, okay, anytime, like, you know, if things are just not feeling solid, and you know, we're drowning in kids and we're kind of ships in the night, and we just haven't had like us time, and I just feel that separation, I start asking God, show me the reason I'm here and all the ways that He loves me. I swear, I ask that and I get that, and all of a sudden I'm like, shit, He really loves me. I sat down to record the podcast, because you know, I'm obviously in a, it's Mother Nature's here, I'm in the emotional blah. Moving slow today is just a lot. Okay. It was a lot. I had a heavy conversation with my kid last night, just all these things, right? So it's simple. I just say, God, show me, ask for that perspective. Show me. We look for everything that's right. And I sit down to do this and I read this. I really am the luckiest guy in the world to have you in my life. Thank you for choosing me. I'm a words of affirmation girl. Okay. He's at work. He's got, you know, a bunch of guys seeing over. He's like the manager or whatever. He's got a busy ass job. Any time out to type something like that when, you know, that's God moving through him. I needed that. Okay. I needed that. Look for the things that are right. No matter how small it is it a cheesy text message? Maybe. But this practice, like this intention, is what really invites joy into your heart. Look for what's right. Every day, list those things that you're thankful you've done this. In all the time I've been here doing this podcast, we're season 7 and on, I think we're coming up on 2 years, okay? All these episodes, 400 plus episodes. How many times have I told you bitches to start writing stuff down? Write down what you're thankful for. Have you done this? Because if you haven't, you're really missing something important. It takes no time. And it will make the biggest change in your life. Okay. A couple of minutes a day will make the biggest change, because over time, this trains your mind to seek out the good in your life. You start to think, oh, I need things that I'm grateful for to write down in my notebook. Show me, God, everything that I should be thankful for. Or let me experience and see in light everything I'm thankful for. And it trains your mind. You want to reframe these negative thoughts. Your thoughts are shaping your emotions. And if you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, this affects how you feel. When something tough happens, challenge yourself to reframe the situation. Instead of focusing on how bad things are, I want you to ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How is God using this for my good? This is how I have the joy in my life that I do, no matter what is going on. It is because I choose to make the best of it and know, like, life is lifing. Oak is lifing. Don't you ever sit here at this podcast and think she's so fucking lucky. Lucky. People have said that to me, and I just want to slap the shit out of people. And I mean, I shouldn't say that, because definitely I'm growing in Christ and I'm sad I just said that. But it's a real feeling, okay? I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. I get pissed off. How many people do you look at and think they're so lucky? They're always happy. They must have everything they've ever wanted. No, they're just grateful for what they have. Intentional effort to reframe your negative thoughts. And it's not a fake happiness. We're not toxic happy. I just told you I get pissed off. I just told you I want to shake people. I just told you I do things that hurt people, family's life. You know, I told you that my marriage can be messy sometimes. I told you, like, my kids are wild. Like, there's just a lot of things. I'm not lucky. I just choose to make the best out of every situation, no matter what it is. There's a lot of things that if I focused on it, it would hurt my feelings. There's a lot of things that if I just woke up and focused on this, and this, I would be fucking miserable. Stuff that's really in my life right now. I would be so depressed. What would be the point? Why would I get out of bed? If I focused on all that shit would be heavy. If I didn't intentionally set this stuff out on God's hands, if I didn't just give this to Him every day, I couldn't function. I could not function. Like, the next time you see yourself face to face with what you would call a setback, I want you to ask yourself, how can I reframe the situation to find hope and purpose? How make this work out for my greater good? Practice the self-compassion. We are our own worst critic, okay? Choosing happiness is being kind to yourself, and you got to recognize that you're human. I give myself grace even when other people can't. It's okay to struggle. God's grace is abundant. That's it. And it's okay to give yourself grace too. Grace. Take some of that. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer anybody that you love that's going on. And when you catch yourself being self-critical, replace the negative thoughts with actions. I use a lot of God's love and grace. A lot. Like, I know he knows. I know he knows. I know he knows when I fuck up. I know he knows when I'm on the right track. I know he knows when I'm being misunderstood. I don't have to explain my story anymore. You guys understand that? You know the power in that? People talk about me. I don't have to defend myself. People say mean shit to me. I don't have to respond. Like, I'm there. I am there in that grace and that love, and I hun to my power. You do not have to respond or explain your side of the story. I want you to set intentions with actions, not just goals. Like, goals are important, but intentions are really about how you want to feel. And maybe that's where we're missing the mark, right? Maybe that's why we just keep kind of fucking up, because we keep setting these goals and we're just focusing on achieving a specific outcome instead of the real intention of how we want to feel. Maybe that should be our new vision board, main board. Maybe it's a new vision book, okay? Let's set these intentions of how we want to feel. I want you to think about the kind of person that you want to be in the process of whatever it is you're after. And with an intention to feel joy or peace, you align your heart with what you want to experience. You align your heart with the potential that you came here to step into. Set that daily intention. Today, I will choose peace over stress. God, help me choose peace over stress. And I'm going to tell you something the minute you ask for it, okay? You're going to have stressors come at you to give yourself an opportunist piece. That's it. God's going to, okay, you want to choose peace over stress. Well, here is a big lump in the road that you're going to drive over, and you're going to spill your coffee on your shirt, and you're going to keep driving, but have a flat tire. You're going to feel stressed out because you're late for work. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I asked for peace, not stress. And here's the thing, that peace that you need to show up with is inside of you. You get to have the opportunity to exercise the peace. And maybe the first time something happens, it's not going to be so, but you're going to have an awareness that you had a situation that challenged you to choose peace. Again, we're here to make a choice. God does not control us. He doesn't control your reactions, but he gives you an opportunity to choose and to create. So through all those situations, when you pray for someone that wants to be of peace and not stress, you're going to have situations that stress you so you can grow your peace muscles. And then pretty soon you don't think about it. Like I don't know when something happens anymore. I'm just like, oh, how was that supposed to work out for me today? Right? Like I just know the reason. I mean, I know what it is, but at least I know. Okay. I have that faith of like, okay, it was meant to have to happen like this. Focus on what you can control, because we can't control everything, but we can control how we respond. Focusing on what you can control, like your attitude, your actions, your choices, this empowers you to experience joy. Then you're going to have more peace when you stop worrying about things outside of your control. Make a list of control and focus on that. Literally let go of everything outside. And if you're in the heat of life and life is lifing, ask yourself, can I control this? If you can't, you've got to let it go. Life gets overwhelming. And like, sometimes it is so easy for us to forget that God is there. I know that. I go through times where I just have kind of mentally disconnected and I'm like, what's happening? That doesn't happen so often because I am disciplined in reading the Bible every day now. Okay. I'm disciplined in that. So I've made that intention. I want to feel closer to God. So there is a huge intention in my house. And I talked to this with my husband, you know, a little bit last night too, of just like how close I want to be to him. I want a feeling of just like overwhelming. I just want his light to just be all people can see. I don't, you know, I'm fine to hang out in the shadows, but let's just bring the hero to the party, you know? Don't forget that he's with you. if you're willing to start setting aside time to do gratitude, then I want you to get into my Bible study for a badass group and get into that, to that reading just a little bit of the Bible every day. We're not reading 100 pages a day. Okay. Just a couple chapters every single day. I do an overview even. Maybe that's where you can start. Just don't forget he's there, because he is the peace and he is the joy inside of you. And when you're spending time, you know, reading his word or praying or reflecting on him, this connects you to his source of that joy. So be intentional and make sure he is a part of your day and ask him to help you choose joy, even in that struggle. And that's what he wants. He wants you to be on the side of the road with that flat tire, knowing you have a choice to either get super pissed off and stressed out, or to just say, okay, God, give me to find the joy right now. Show me why I learn from this. Show me how I can grow in this moment. When life is life, that is so important. Set some time aside during the day and just bring God in your business. There's times where I literally have to, you know, ask him to help me see life through his eyes and choose the joy. And who you spend time with absolutely influences how you feel. Okay. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, and remind you of how good God is. Seek out that community that fosters joy, wherever that looks like for you. Make sure you've got Brian and Lynette in your ear. Okay. Make sure you're sharing this podcast with people who maybe don't have that influence, people that don't have the support of people. Make that a thing. Make it a point to connect with someone who inspires you or who shares the same desire for joy. Let their positivity, you guys fuel your own positivity back and forth, share. Choosing happiness on purpose isn't about ignoring the hard stuff. It's not about everything's fine. It's about shifting your focus and making intentional decisions to call joy, trusting God's presence in everything. Baby, listen, happiness is a decision, and you can choose joy even on the toughest of days. Even on the toughest of days. That's a wrap for today's up. Feeling fired up and you're ready to take your life to the next level, then don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone to hear it. Literally. And then I would love to hear your thoughts. Okay. Take a quick to leave a review and let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass humans. So let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass, because the world needs the full version of you.